Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Having noble thoughts about Allah Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala responds to us accordingly. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, I respond to my servant according to his expectations of me. A note that this hadith has very broad connotations and it spurs one to have good thoughts about Allah Ta'ala. The hadith also refers to a person who performs righteous deeds and hopes that Allah Ta'ala will accept it, or fears the punishment because of which he avoids sin and then hopes that Allah Ta'ala would save him from punishment. Having baseless hopes is wishful thinking. A person cannot break the law of the country by committing a murder and thereafter hope that he will not be prosecuted or punished for the crime. This thinking is fundamentally flawed. Yes, a person can abide to the law according to his capacity and then hope that he would not be incriminated for anything he is unaware of. Many people blatantly disregard all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and mockingly they cite this hadith of this nature, where they distort the meaning of the hadith to suit their fancies. Such people await a terrible shock when Allah Ta'ala tells him to task. They should strive to honor the laws of Allah Ta'ala, being fearful of his chastisement, and then hope for his pardon and the mercy for the flaws in their righteous actions. May Allah Ta'ala save us from this type of decision. Ameen. Creating a balance between hope and fear. Sa'id ibn Musayyib, rahimahullah ta'ala, narrates, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never does fear and hope combine in the heart of a believer, except that Allah Ta'ala will save him from his fear and fulfill his hope. A true believer, he maintains a balance between hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy and fear from his punishment. An excess of hope would make him transgress the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and an excess of fear would be destructive to his well-being. When a believer maintains this equilibrium, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant him safety from his fear by not punishing him, and will fulfill his hopes by conferring the reward upon him. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the true understanding. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi, SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.